We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Dalet, the final appendixes. It's actually the end of paragraph. The last paragraph we had was Yud Aleph, which has many sub-paragraphs. We're on page 184, right-hand column, towards the bottom. Hapoiskim Nosnu. Rav Nosson Zalei adds, Hapoiskim Nosnu Simen Plag, Shebeyoim Shechal Purim Chal Lag Boimer, Kemoichakosu B'Shulchan Aruch. The rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch give us a way to remember what day in the calendar year these holidays will fall out on by telling us that whatever day Purim is on, the same day of the week is when Lag Bomer will be. If Purim is on a Tuesday, Lag Bomer will be on a Tuesday. Ki Purim u'Sfiras Omer hem b'chino achas, because these two holidays are one concept. V'hasogas ha-Torah shebiyoyim ha-chamishim shu shvuas hu al-yidei b'chinas Purim, d'haynu al-yidei ma'polas haman ha-molek kanal. Because we learned earlier that in order for a person to be zoicha to hasogas ha-lukus, to a high level of understanding of Hashem, which is symbolized by Shavuos, the 50th day, the 50th level, in order for that to happen, the person has to succeed in bringing a downfall to the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, which is represented by Amalek, especially. V'lag Bo'imer, which is the holiday of Purim. Purim represents Mechias Amalek, and therefore, Purim has a connection to Shavuos, which is very high level Hasogas HaTorah. V'lag Bo'imer, he gam kein yoyim Hasogas HaTorah shel Yemei HaSfira. And Lag Bo'imer is also a day when we're able to achieve a very high level of understanding of Torah of the Yemei HaSfira. Ki hu yoyim hilula rabo de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This is the yahrzeit, it's also referred to as the wedding of, it doesn't mean literally wedding, but that's the title that's given to it. Yoyim Hilula Rabba, the great wedding of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the great celebration. Shehisigoz ma shehisig. We know that on this day, on the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, he was zocheh to extraordinary new high level of understanding of Hashem, which he revealed in the Idra Zuto, one of the famous sections of the Zohar HaKodesh. V'alkein hu chal b'yoyim shechal Purim. And this is why Lag Bo'imer and Purim always come out on the same day of the week. There's a kesher between them. Ki hasogas ha-sfira hu al-yidei b'chinas Purim kanal. Because the high level of understanding of Torah and of Hashem that we try to achieve in the Yemei HaSfira is tied into Purim. It's achieved through Purim by bringing down the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. V'zeh lag bo'imer b'chinas gal einai v'abito neflois mitoyrosecho b'chinas hasogo shemasig enoz. And this is why it's referred to as lag bo'imer, corresponding to the famous pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, gal einai, Hashem, open my eyes, and let me be zeichet to see the wonders of the Torah, referring obviously to secrets of Torah, or hasogas elokus, a very high level of understanding of Hashem and of Torah. V'alkein homon merumos beparshas hamon, kamashikosuv es hamon ochlu. And this is also why we find another connection, that homon harosha is hinted to in the parsha in the Torah that speaks about Bnei Yisrael eating the mon, where it says, es hamon ochlu, haynu ki hamon nase mebchinas hachnoas malchus chomon amolek. The way that Klal Yisrael was zochet to mon, which represents lechem in hashamayim, which represents a very high level, the way that they're zochet to that is by bringing about the downfall of the malchus of the Sitra Achra, which is called the malchus of chomon amolek. V'alkein as von de dein, kas von de dein. And this is why it's the exact same letters, homon and hamon, kina semi-homon, hamon. Because from homon, the malchus, the Sitra Achra, when we're zeichet to defeat them, then we're zeichet to hamon, the mon, this special lechem in Hashemayim, which we spoke about in the previous year. Now Rav Nosson Zalei adds one final appendix related to the topic of Rosh Chodesh, Shaykh Lehilchis Rosh Chodesh, there's a famous pasuk, U'mibnei Yisachar Yoidei Bino Lo'itim Lodas Mayas Yisrael. From the tribe of Yisachar, they were the ones who had the deep knowledge that was needed to know how to calculate the calendar, when it would be a leap year, when the months would be full or not full. Shehoyu bekiyim, shehem hoyu bekiyim b'seid hoyibur, k'mo yisham razal. Al zeh aposet, because the Gemara tells us that it's specifically Shevet Yisachar that had this deep knowledge, the secret of Ibur. V'zehu yoidei bino lo'itim, sheyoidim lahamshich habino v'hachochmo, l'toich b'china so'itim, dahinu hayomim v'amidois. They knew how to draw bina, which represents very high level of understanding. We know that bina many times is referred to as the koilel of keser chochma bina. It's the lowest sphere of the three, and it's that serves like the funnel through which all three chochma, keser chochma bina funnel their light into the lower spheroids, which are called the midos in this case, the midas yomai, the 7 days, the seven spheroids of chesed through malchus. Bina is the one that's the link between the upper ones and the lower ones. So they knew how to draw bina into itim. Itim means times. Times is like days. That's one of the nicknames of these seven lower spheroids. They're referred to as days, corresponding to the 7 days that Hashem created. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, Lodas mayase Yisrael, shehoyu yoidim lasois mo, dahainu toira, bebechinas umma yeyosebo kanal, ukemavur b'maymar anal. It says there, Lodas ma yase Yisrael, to know what Klal Yisrael should do. That's the literal translation. Rav Nosson Zal's putting a twist on it and saying, Lodas mo, to have the knowledge of mo, which is a term that's used to refer to very high-level Torah. As we find in the Torah Nun Vav of Likut Imran, that this whole halacha, halacha Gimel, was based on, there Rabbeinu Zal explains a pasuk in Megillas Esther, where it talks about Mordechai Atzadik and Esther Amalko, and it says that Mordechai would always walk in front of the Chatzar Beis HaMelech to see what was going on with Esther Amalka. So it says there, Lodas maya mana uma yeyosebo. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran interprets it that ma refers to a very high level of understanding. Ma means what? Dahainu lagalois hadas vahatoiro shebetoicha hastoro. This means that Bnei Yisachar had the ability to reveal the Das and the Torah that's found within the Hastorah, which we've learned earlier, that's a very high level of Torah, very high level of Das, when a person converts the Hastorah into Torah. V'chol zeh al yidei b'chinas yoidei bino lo itim. Dahainu al yidei amshochas hachochmo mechai hachayim l'toicho itim v'yomim sh'aydei zeh megalan hastoranal. And what gave them the ability to do this was because they knew how to draw the high-level light, which is called bino, or it's called ma. They knew how to draw that into itim, into the midois, the lower spheroids, the seven lower spheroids. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran says, when a person knows how to do that, then they're able to reveal that light which was originally mustar, which was originally hidden. V'alkein dorsh Rabbeinu Zal mizeh, sheyu bekiyim b'soid hoibur. And this is why our rabbis learn out from this pasuk that the Bnei Yisachar knew the times. They were bekiyim in this secret of knowing how to calculate the years. Ki kiddush hachodesh na'asa al-yedei b'china zu, dahainu al yidei hizgalus ha'astorah kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, the new month renewing itself, the moon renewing itself, comes about through hizgalus ha'astorah. That's also a concept of taking a light that was hidden, covered up, and revealing it, bringing it back into the open. Like the moon, which at the end of the month, it almost is invisible, completely invisible, and immediately reveals itself again. That's this gilui of the light from the Hastara. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. which was a substantial size halacha. Now we go into halacha dalet, which is a little bit smaller in size and pages. Halacha dalet is based on Torah Mem Tes in Likutei Moran, the famous Torah LaShemesh Samoil Bohem, which is one of the long chapters of Likutei Moran, long and deep, which Rabbeinu Zal revealed at his daughter's wedding. Ayin Sham Kol HaMaimar, Rav Nosson Zal says, let's review that chapter in Likutei Moran, V'haklal, and to summarize some of the concepts, some of the highlights there. Ki koidem abriyo hoyo oyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein soif. Before Hashem created the worlds, originally there was just the infinite light of Hashem. V'tzimtzim ho'oyer litzdodin. Hashem kaviyochel constricted the light, he pulled the light to the sides, kedei she'yemokon labriya, in order to make room in the middle, as if to say, for creation to take place, in order to open up an arena, an area in which creation could take place. And the creation of the worlds is the midos of Hashem. Chesed, Gevura, Teferis, that's the concept of creation of the worlds. Shaideze Nizgale Malchusoi. By creating the worlds, by Hashem putting his light into these kelim, by doing that, Hashem was able to reveal his malchus. That was the tachlis of all of it. V'halev hu tzur ho'ilamim. We know that the heart is referred to as the craftsman of the worlds, the tzayor. Ki lefi oyer lehevi is halev shel ish ha'yisraeli, shehu mislahev u'mishtoikek v'nichsaf l'Hashem yitzborach, yefsher lehizgalois me'amidois. Because based on the natural hislavus that a Jewish heart has, where the heart is yearning and burning to Hashem, has a burning deep desire, a longing for Hashem, it would be impossible for that to be able to be revealed, meaning for that to be able to be made tangible in any way, in a sense. Ki oyer lahaviusoi hu bechinas ein soif. Because the light in a Jewish heart, the light of an neshama, that fire, that burning desire, longing for Hashem, is something infinite. It's something spiritual. It's something from Hashem. Ki ein soif ve'ein tachlis lechukosoi, because there are no boundaries to a Jew's natural yearning for Hashem. V'tzorech letzamtzim ha'hislavus, kedei she'yiyeh b'chinas cholo laponui, shu'b'chinas v'libi cholo b'kirbi, kedei she'yuchlu lezgalois midoisav u'maisim toivim. However, a Jew must constrict and limit that hislavus, and in order to create a vacant area, a vacuum, a cholo laponui, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, v'libi cholo b'kirbi, my heart has this cholol, this empty space inside of it, kedesh, in order that the midois and maisim toifim of the person should be able to be revealed, be shown. Vaydeze yizgale shumakabil o malchus shemaim shlema, thereby showing that the person is accepting upon himself the authority of Hashem. How does a person show that? By fulfilling the will of Hashem. That's the mitzvahs and maisim toivim. So if a person is just on fire, uncontrolled fire, boundless fire, they're not yet able to show in any way that they've accepted the authority of Hashem. It's only when a person is able to put limits on that fire, to put a tzimtzum on it and control it, that's when the midos are able to be revealed. The person is able to start showing chesed, gevura, net, the different midos, which reflect the person's kesher with Hashem. It reflects his accepting upon himself the authority of Hashem and fulfilling the will of Hashem. V'is yitzira letav, yitzira levish. The Zohar HaKadosh says, we know that there are two yetzers in the heart. There's yetzer toiv, yetzer hara. V'hein train yitzorin, shem hamachshove shebelev. These are the two yetzers, which are the thoughts that go on in the heart of a person. A person has good thoughts that reflect the yetzer toiv, the good inclination as we call it, and bad thoughts that reflect the yetzer hara. Ki ikur habriya al yedei chokhma shebelev, because the main creativity and creation is through the intelligence in the heart, the chachma shebelev. We know generally people speak about chachma in the brain, but Rabbein Azal says in Atoyim Likudimran that the difference between Jews and Lahavdil Goyim, the Gemara says Goyim have chachma, there is chachma b'goyim, but their chachma is b'loy lev, it's without a heart. Whereas the chachma of a Jew is supposed to be im lev, with heart. Just like we say in the Pasuk, V'yadato hayoyim v'hashevoysa el levavecha, ki Hashem hu halikim. You will understand and you will transmit to your heart that Hashem is king, etc., etc. And when a Jew allows foolishness to go into his heart, foolish thoughts, that's messing up creation. Bechinas orlaslev, that's referred to as orlaslev. Orla means like a tuma. Shetargumai tipshuslev, the targum of the words orlaslev is the foolishness of the heart. When a person is zeichet to sanctify his mind, his thoughts, ze bechinas yitzira latav. That's the concept of strengthening the yetzer toiv. The bechinas tikkun abriya shehi besoich bechinas achol shebelev. That's the concept of helping creation, which is taking place inside that vacuum in the heart. The creation which is taking place through the chachma of the heart. Ayin Sham Kolze, study this chapter on the Kutimran, chapter 49, well, Vahovein Ma'oid, and understand it very, very well. Vze Bechinas Hey. This is also the concept of the letter Hey. Rabbein Azal says over there in the Kutimran, Ki Hey Dalet Hava, the letter Hey was a Dalet, it started out as a Dalet, and it becomes a Hey when we bring Chachma into it. Rabbein Azal explains that Hey is Malchus, Dalet is Malchus. Dalet is the Malchus when it's in a poverty state, an impoverished state, meaning Dalus, poverty. When we bring the Yud into the Dalet, and we attach it to the Dalet like a leg on the left side of the Dalet, then the Dalet becomes a Hey, which is Shleimus HaMalchus. V'ze b'chinas Nisan. Rabbein Azal there also ties all of this into the month of Nisan. B'chinas Aviv. Nisan is called in the Torah Chodesh Ha'Aviv, the month of spring. The word Aviv is Aleph Imbeis and Yud Imbeis. That's how you spell the word Aviv. Beiso Ilo, Beiso Tato. Rabbein Azal says there that this refers to the two biases. The Beis HaMikdash up in heaven, and the Beis HaMikdash down below on earth. Bechinas mi imzois oila. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that there's a Kedusha that's called mi, and there's a different Kedusha called zois. Mi refers to the upper Shechina. Mi, mem yud, is 50, corresponding to the 50 levels of Bina. And Bina is called the upper Shechina, the Beis HaIlo. Zois is one of the names used for the Malchus, one of the nicknames used for the Malchus the Kedusha. So the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mi im Zois Oila. Me, together with Zois, goes up. Sheyesh l'shnei batim aliyah. This means that both batim, the Beis HaTato and the Beis HaIlo, are elevated. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev Heitev. Rav Nosenthal says, look over that chapter in Likut Imran very, very well. He's implying that it's not easy, number one, and that it's important to really apply yourself to it, to understand it well, because it has very important messages in it, and it's an important foundation for this chapter of Likut Halachos. Paragraph Beis, V'ze b'chinas soid kiddush ha'chodesh, shehu soid godol, b'chinas soid ho'ibur. This is all tied into the secret of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is a very high-level secret. It's called the Soid HaIbur in the Gemara, which even Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding it. As the Gemara says, Al HaPosuk HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this month will be for you. And the Gemara says there, Shenitzkasha Moshe Besoid Kiddush HaChodesh Be'ez Ashir Tia Ruya L'Kadesh. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding exactly how large the moon has to be in order to be able to be mekadesh the chodesh. At shegidu lo yakadosh baruch hu, until Hashem actually showed him. Hashem said, kozeh re'ei v'kadesh. When you see it appear exactly like this, then you're ready to do the mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh, to declare the new month. And obviously it's not physical. Obviously the Gemara there is referring to a very deep thing. What didn't Moshe Rabbeinu understand? What did Hashem have to show him? Paragraph Gimel. Ki kiddush hachodesh hu lemalos pegimas halavona v'lo yiyeh bo shum miut v'yeh or lavona korach hama v'chulu. The concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the new month, is a concept whereby we're involved in correcting, in filling in the deficiency and the defectiveness of the moon, so that it should no longer be defective. There shouldn't have any deficiencies to it. And the light of the moon should be equal to the light of the sun. Bechinas Shnei Hamo'iros HaGdoilim, the two large lanterns, as they're referred to in the beginning of the Torah. They started out like that. Kimiut hayoreach se bechinas hanal, bechinas tzimtzum hanal, shetzorech letzamtzim ha-hislav l'tshuba bechinas ein soif kanal, kedei sheyuchal izgalois me'amidois, kedei sheyizgalois shumakabel o malcha shamayim shleima. Because the concept of the moon becoming small, deficient, that's a concept of tzimtzum, constriction, which we learned earlier, that a Jew must constrict and confine and limit the hislavus inside of him, which is something infinite, in order to be able to have the midos take effect inside of him, and in order to be able to show that he's accepting upon himself the authority of Hashem. Ki beloya tzimtzum hoya koil ein soif lo yoy efshe legalos hamidos shal yodam is galos hamalchus. Because without that tzimtzum, everything is infinite. There's no possibility of revealing midos. There's no midos. It's just one big glob of light. And in order to have his galus hamalchus, you need his galus hamidos. Nimtza shebechinas his galus hamalchus shebechinas levona kiyadua iefsher kimal yidei tzimtzum hoer. So therefore, the revelation of the malchus, which we know is synonymous with the moon. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in the first chapter in Likutei Moran, that the moon symbolizes Malchus, the less lo migar moklum. It has no light of its own except what it receives from Chochma, from the Shemesh, from the sun. So this Bechin of Hizgalus HaMalchus, which is the moon, can only do its thing when there's Tzimtzum Hoer. This will clarify what the Gemara tells us in Chulim, that the moon came before the sun, before Hashem, with a complaint that it's impossible to have two kings sharing one crown, two large lanterns of equal size. The Hizgalos HaMalchus cannot be in the form of Ein Soif, or Ein Soif, Kim Kein Yeh HaKoil Ein Soif, because then all you'll have is infinite light, V'lo Yeh Bechinas Hizgalos Malchusoi Klal, and there'll be no revelation of the kingdom of Hashem, of the Rotzon of Hashem. Malchus is synonymous with Rotzon, because Malchus is Kovoid. We say in the Pasuk in Dilm, V'yovoi Melech HaKovoid, and kovoid is ratzon. The Gemara makes a statement, ratzonoi zehu kvoidoi. How do you show respect to a person? By fulfilling their wishes, their will, by doing their will. So therefore, in order for there to be his galus malchusoi, in order for it to be clear that people are realizing and fulfilling the will of Hashem, the ratzon of Hashem, that rotzayin has to be defined. It has to be constricted, you know, put into kelim. Al kein omar lo, that's why Hashem said to the moon, l'chi umat yisatzmich, then go shrink yourself. Ki ikar hizgalus, hi rak al yidei b'chinas hamiyut v'atzimtzum kanal. Because the main revelation of midos and malchus is dependent on tzimtzum. Aval tzrichin lemalois pegimas halavona v'loyia bo shum miut. However, at the same time, we have to try to fill in the deficiency, what's lacking in the moon. It shouldn't be lacking anything. Because on the other hand, we know that when there's miut and tzimtzum, that's what the Sitra Achra, the Malchus HaRisho, is able to latch on to. Because they are tzimtzum and din. Al keinon utzrichin she'achar ha-tzimtzum, she'nitzamtzim ho'or v'nasabchin az cholol aponui kanal, tzrichin lirois lemalois ha-cholol, lahamchich l'shem elukus yizborosh, ye'kol ha-cholol memula me'elukus yizborosh moi. So therefore, immediately after we've done this tzimtzum, we've constricted the light, and we generated this cholol aponui, we have to see to fill it with Elokus, with Hashem. That the entire halal should be full of Hashem, bebechinas maloi chol ha'oretz kevoidoi. That even the oretz is full of the kavod Hashem. What is oretz? Ki ha'oretz bebechinas tachles ha'asiyot, tachles ha'tzimtzum. Oretz always represents a low level. In our case, it represents the super olam ha'asiyah. Exactly. Oretz is tachlis asiya, tachlis atzimtzum. The earth. The earth, oretz here means earth, and oretz here also means the ground. That represents tachlis asiya, tachlis atzimtzum. And we have to see to it to fill the tzimtzum with elukus. Sheze b'chinas yitzira letav. Al yedei ha-chochmo shebelev, shenizgala b'soich ha-chol shebelev, shebuchinatz chol ha-ponyanal. This is the concept of doing good things, yetzira letav, the yetzer tov. By using the chochmo shebelev, which was revealed in that chol ha-ponui, using that to help actually do good deeds, mitzvah samayzim tovim. Shaydei zeh, nizgala malchus yisborah. That's how we show, that's how we acknowledge the authority of Hashem. Vazai kishenizgal el kutsis baruch besoich hacholo anal venesmalei kol habriya shebetoich hacholo meizgalus kvoida el kutsis baruch bebechinas maloi choloretz kvoidoi. And then when we're zeichet to reveal the presence of Hashem within this halal and the whole briya which is within this halal is filled with kovod el kutsis baruch. As the pasuk says, "Moloch haoretz kavoidoi," bebchinas haloyes hashamayim v'haoretz ani mole. Hashem says, "I fill the shamayim and the oretz, even the oretz, the lowest level, the cholol aponui." Ze ikar shleimus hamalchus. That's when you have shleimus hamalchus, when even the cholol is filled with kvoid elokus yitzborach. V'oz ubechinas oyer halavona koyer hachama. And then the moon is elevated to the status of the sun, as will be in the future, when Hashem will really reveal his true malchus. Hashem will be recognized as king, there'll be Shleimus HaMalchus. On that day, Hashem will be one, and his name will be one. Hashem and his name are this concept of Chachma and Malchus, the sun and the moon. The word Yihyeh, it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Bayomahu Yihyeh, Hashem Echodesh Mayachod. Today, we know Hashem's most basic name is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So that it's two different parts. Yud-Kei represents a higher level, Vav-Kei is a lower level. Bayoyim Hahu, in the future, it's going to be Yihyeh. Hashem's name will be Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei. The sun and the moon will be twins again. They'll be matching cousins. Kavyachol. There'll be oneness. Which means, again, that we start off with Oyer Ein Soif. Oyer Ein Soif is unmanageable. Can't do anything with it. Can't build. Can't create. We're mitzamtzem that Oyer. Once we're mitzamtzem that Oyer, we start having midos. We start having a concept of chachma, bina. We learned earlier that in Keser is referred to as Oyer Ein Soif sometimes, There, there's no two. There's no separation. It's all oneness. When we move one notch down, we come to Chachma Bina. They already have a concept of a right and a left. Chachma on the right, Bina on the left. And that's where we're starting to put boundaries. We're starting to put walls up. That the Chachma is containable. Chachma is something which a person learns step by step. It's not just a deep yearning, an unbridled yearning to Hashem, you know, but rather Chachma is step by step process of acquiring new ideas, new understanding of Hashem. And then once, if that Chachma works properly and a person sees to it to keep out the shtusim from his heart, to keep out all the nonsense and garbage, and to fill the heart with Chachma, and with that Chachma to bring it down to Chesed, Gevura, Mitzvot, and Ma'aseh Tovim, to use that Chachma to actually learn the will of Hashem, to study the will of Hashem, to study the Torah, and to fulfill its mitzvahs, and he fulfills that cholol that was created in the heart. You know, when the Ohr Ein Sof was, he fills it with mitzvahs, Ma'aseh Tovim, then the light of those mitzvahs, Ma'aseh Tovim, can climb, can rise to a level that matches the light of Chachma, the light of the sun. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeh b'chinat soid kiddush ha'chodesh shanutzrichim b'kol chodesh l'kadesh ha'chodesh l'hamshech ha'b'china shetiyah lo'osid shumiloi pegim ha'salavon ha'mimiyuta. This is the secret of kiddush ha'chodesh, whereby each and every single month we sanctify the month. We're mamshech kiddusha, we're mekadesh the chodesh, to try to draw upon it some of what it's going to have in the future, which is Milui Pegimas Halavona, which means in the future the moon will be filled out completely. Vezeda Adovor Hubemes Soid Godol Shevshala Sigoi. This concept is a deep secret which we can't fully understand. Vafilo Moshe Rabbeinu Neskashaboze. Even Moshe Rabbeinu struggled with this. Ki takeif kishemamalim pekimat salavona dainu shenizgalam alchusis boruch al kol boi olam v'yimol echvoid Hashem es kol oretz. Because as soon as we correct and we fill in any deficiency, anything that's defective in the moon, which means that Hashem's malchus is broadcasted and accepted all over the world, azai yefsho lekabel oyer ha'islavos hazeh, that from that point on it becomes impossible to receive this light, this infinite light of the Islavus, Kim Kane Hakoila in Soif. Because when that gets involved, everything turns into infinitum. Viefshal is Galois Miamidois. It's impossible to show any specific midois, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Bechinas, Yefshal Ishne Malochem Lishnamish Bekesrechod. As the moon said to Hashem, it's impossible for these two kings to share one crown, meaning they can't both be in the spotlight. They can't both be on the screen at the same time. If the Ohr Ein Sof is on the screen, then there's no Midos, there's no Izgalus HaMalchus. If the Midos and the Malchus are on the screen, then the Ohr Ein Sof, it would seem, can't be there. V'alkein behechrich sheyeh hatzimtzum amiyatanal. And this is why, like we said before, you have to have that tzimtzum. You have to have that miut. V'tekev k'shiyesh tzimtzum yuchal chatz v'shal neshtal shel achizah la'sidra achra mitzimtzum oyer. And as soon as you make a tzimtzum is a lessening of light. Tzimtzum is darkness. Tzimtzum is small, less. As soon as you have that, that other guy shows up. The sidra achra shows up. Because that's what he's all about. He's all about darkness. Shehi b'chinas histalkus o'er, shemisham achizosam. That's where they draw their strength from a loss of light. V'alkein yefshal ha'sig soid hazeh achshav shu soid kiddush shachodesh, dahainu l'malo yispegim etzalavona. This is why the Torah tells us it's impossible to understand this secret now, the secret of kiddush shachodesh, the concept of filling in the moon. Dahainu shehizgalos malchus yisborach yeh molei kol horetz, that the revelation of Hashem's kingdom should fill the whole world. Sheze b'chinas oyer halavona koyer hachama, meaning that the light of the moon should grow and rise to become equal to the light of the sun. שאור הלבונו שבכנס הסגלס מלכוס הסבורך, מאיר עד אין סויף קורחמו. Meaning that the light of the moon is shining as brightly, as infinitely in a sense, as the sun. שהוא בכנס אור אין סויף. The sun in this context represents the infinite light. בכנס ואין נסתר מחמו סוי. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, there's nothing that can be hidden, that hides from the sun, the light of the sun. Chamo is the light of the sun. V'afal pikein, yuchlu lekabel hizgalus malchusoi. And even though the moon's light will become so enlarged and so increased, it will not contradict the concept of hizgalus malchus, of showing Hashem's authority. Dahainu, she'afal pikein, yeh b'chinas tzimtzum. Meaning that despite the fact that the light of the moon will be so, so bright, there still will be some element of tzimtzum. Ki b'loya tzimtzum yefshel kabbalah malchus ikanal. Because as we learned earlier, without tzimtzum, there is no kabbalah soel malchus. V'zeh ha-soid yefshel ha-hasik. This is something that we can't fully understand. V'gam Moish Rabbeinu nitzka shebo. And Moish Rabbeinu struggled with this. Ad she'hero HaKadosh Baruch Hu kozerei v'kadesh. Until Hashem showed him, you see this? When the moon looks exactly like this, that's when you say mekudesh mekudesh. She'limdo Hashem Yisborach be'eze shir tira she'tirui v'kadesh. Hashem taught him what size of the moon he needs to see in order that they're able to declare the new month. Dahainu be'eze miut v'tzimtzum. Meaning, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu what miut, what tzimtzum, it's possible still to fill the levana from its pigam, from its deficiency, and thereby reveal Hashem's malchus to the whole world, broadcast Hashem's malchus to the whole world, and still, v'yafal pikein, lo yuzer hakoil ein soif. Everything won't turn back to infinitum, infinite light. Rak shielanu koyach lekabel malchusay tomid bebchinas rotzi v'shoy. But rather, we'll be able to accept the authority of Hashem in the format of rotzi v'shoy. Sometimes getting closer to Hashem, sometimes being a little bit more removed from Hashem. Bebchinas moti v'loy moti. We're reaching something and we're not reaching it. וזה הסוי דייף של ההשיג עכשיו עד לא עושה את שיהיה אור לבן וקור החמה ודסגל המלכוס יסברה על כל בעולם. This secret is something which we can't attain right now until the future when the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun and Hashem's מלכוס will be revealed and accepted by everybody in the world. אבל עכשיו הדבר הזה בסויד. Whereas for now this is a secret. שהוא בחינס סויד הויבור. This is the סויד הויבור, סויד קידש החודש. שנמסר רק לגדולי הדור בקבולה. This is a secret that was only given over to the leaders of the generation as a tradition, passed down ish mi pi ish at Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, passed down as a tradition from one generation to the next, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu.